Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome. We are live right now, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the second day of December 2015. You're tuned into the Perspective Power Radio Network, and this is Vitamin G, which is all about gratitude. I had somebody ask me that the other day, and I said, gratitude. Sending out gratitude to award-winning artist David Martinka because he supplies the music for the show. Find him at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Lots of wonderful free downloads and great CDs. So if you're looking for a super-duper easy Rupert Christmas gift for somebody, a stocking stuffer, you want to head over there and pick up one of their fabulous CDs. Absolutely. It's all about gifting today, gifting someone vitamin G. You know, this holiday season can be questionable for people. And I use the word questionable because we're not always feeling our best, but we want to. We're not always running at full steam, but we try to run harder than that. And a lot of times what people want to do when they get to this time of year is they want to release. They want to commiserate. They want to get together not only and celebrate, but they need to have people to talk to. They need to have somebody to vent to. At least that's the way I'm finding it. I'm getting a lot of people that are calling me up wanting, they want help and guidance, but really what they want to do is vent. You know, it's a little more about venting and a little less about some help and guidance. But still, there's some guidance necessary there. So G, vitamin G, is gratitude, but in a way it does help guide people. Kind of like the star that everybody talks about this time of year that guided people to find a child that, you know, means a lot to a lot of people. When somebody needs something from you and they're having a rough time dealing with their own life, how does gratitude help them? Well, you can sit there and say things to them. Well, you know, you could be grateful. It could be worse. Please, if you're going to say that, just kind of like write it on a piece of paper, set it in an ashtray and burn it, because that's not really going to help them. That's not exactly going to reach them where they need it. What you might try doing is feeling inside of yourself, I appreciate the fact that you're entrusting me with this. I appreciate the fact that you are taking good care of yourself and wanting to unload that which bothers you. Now, you can also say that out loud, and I'll tell you why. First of all, they're going to say it to somebody, right? Secondly, you've kind of been chosen, maybe by the universe, I believe that, to be that individual for them because you're going to be able to say those words. I appreciate that you felt the need to share what was bothering you. Thank you for setting it free and letting it go. Now, again, why would you want to say it that way, or why would you want to present it that way? Because to let somebody know that you heard them is huge. The second thing is that by adding the gratitude into the situation, it kind of like takes it to another level. I would say it diffuses it, but that's, you could say that. It doesn't mask it, and it doesn't take it away, but it gets everybody on a new page. It's like, wow, I'm really glad you shared that, and it sets us up for solutions. You acknowledge that they dumped the pollution. Now you're looking towards the solution, and that gift of gratitude, or vitamin G, as I like to call it, is invaluable. Can't pay for it, can't buy it. Doesn't come in a box, a pill, a liquid, anything. It's something that we feel. Gratitude is a feeling. And our feelings are the things that set us off kilter or on our path. We can say it's our thoughts, but it goes this way: air, water, fire, earth. It will always go that way. There's no other way to get around it. Now, we can try it differently. We can go from thought to earth, and that's all cool. But if it doesn't have the rest of the stuff in the center, like if it's hollow, it can collapse at any time. Because in order for the earth or the physical product to be something that we connect with, which means we own it, we cherish it, we value it, we have to have that center It's got to be with us. We've got to be part of it. And our thoughts will tell us how our emotions are supposed to react. If I tell myself that every time somebody walks up and hands me an angel, I'm going to be upset, and boy, would I be in big trouble if you saw what I'm looking at here, like everything around me, angels everywhere. And I receive a lot of angels, so that's the cool thing. But if I were to tell myself that every time somebody gave me an angel, I'd be upset, do you realize I'd walk around angrier than the Dickens all the time? Why? Because my feelings are there to support my thoughts. So then my feelings tell me, oh, that's a horrible, horrible thing, and then my energy reacts in a way that says, okay, I've got to be on high alert. That adrenaline kicks in, and I'm running at such a level of self-protection or watchfulness. I'm on, like, sniper mode. I'm watching. Where is that angel going to come from? And then my physical body takes its toll as a result, or I set my physical world up to reflect it. So there's always going to be, you know, that progression. So now what if I tell myself that every time somebody gives me an angel, it's the most wonderful thing, it's so beautiful. Did you even hear just the way the words came out differently? And how it sounded like I felt like I got into it? This is precisely it. It's not theatrics. It's actually the way things go. Look at little kids when you go to feed them a food that they don't like. Oh, my holy heavens. They squirm and they make faces and they push away and they say no and they argue and they kick their feet at you and they flail. But give that same food that that child over there didn't like to this child over here who's like, thank you, and a big smile comes on their face and they stick their fork in it or they grab it with their fingers. And the next thing you know, they're munching and they got vegetable all over their face and they're just happy as a clam. They told each child is responding emotionally to something they told themselves. So now let's go back to the friend that came to you and said they're having this really awful, awful time. Somewhere emotionally, they have told themselves that this thing they're going through, this time, this experience, is not something they enjoy. By you being able to gift them some gratitude, not for what they're going through, not by saying, again, like I said earlier, well, you ought to be grateful you're having this problem because you could have that problem. No, you can't solve a problem from the same energy that created it. So if we're looking at something and it's a problem, by comparing it to another problem to diminish that problem does a couple things. First of all, it creates a new problem. And secondly, it totally invalidates that person's right to feel that way and probably makes them feel a little less than, what's the word I want to say, less than good. It's almost like, wow, I'm a schmuck and I think schmucky thoughts. Gee, that's horrible. So it really doesn't help the situation at all. Even though what we're trying to do is shift their perspective slightly, they're the only ones that can shift their perspective. But by you not shifting your perspective, by you standing in your gratitude, by you holding the attitude of positive and uplifting, the funny thing is you won't have to think of what to say. It'll automatically come out. The cool thing is when you take what they say, which you could take, it's like kind of like, hey, enough with the dumping, okay? Dump, 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 dump. You always come to me when you dump. This is like, this has got to stop. Now, you may have to have a conversation like that with somebody at some point. But, however, when and if you do, if you have kept your attitude of gratitude, the really interesting thing is the conversation might take place in a hemisphere, a part of the cosmos, where it doesn't have to be verbalized. And as such, what's going to happen then is that you and that person will come to like a meeting of the minds without it necessarily having to reach the physical conversation state. And believe it or not, the most miraculous things can come from that. Kind of like somebody's light bulb going on and somebody else saying, wow, I miss thinking that. But the idea here is the gift of vitamin G is so subtle in many ways, profoundly helpful, enormously appreciated, even if it doesn't appear that way right there at that moment, even if somebody doesn't turn around and say, oh, my gosh, you've just taught me how to shift my attitude and help my perspective, you know, reach a level that makes me feel good, and I'm so grateful for you. You might never hear that. sometimes when you give a gift, you don't know how somebody's taken. Do you ever send cards to somebody on a regular basis, like Christmas cards, birthday cards, and things like that, and then you never hear from them? You never get a thank you, take me off your list, I got that card, but blah, 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 blah. You never. And you wonder, should I stop doing it? Should I stop reaching out? I'm going to tell you, don't do that. Keep sending them. I mean, if you can't afford it, don't do that. But if there's somebody that you know is going through a struggle, or maybe you don't know they're going through a struggle, and you send them a birthday card, and then maybe you send them a holiday card, and maybe you just send them a, hey, I'm thinking of you, you crazy monkey card, or whatever else, and you get absolutely nothing in return, first of all, don't send the card if you expect to get something in return. I'm just going to put that out right now, because that's like a leverage kind of a thing. It's like, well, I'm going to do this, and you got to do what I want now, because I was thinking of you. No. And it might not be conscious that you do that, but it's the expectation. You tell yourself your feelings follow. Do it because it feels good to send it. And let me tell you the most wonderful thing. I did that to and for a family member for years. Just sent the cards, you know, every so often. Hey, thinking of you, you know, birthdays, other celebrations, the whole nine yards. Didn't hear anything for over a year, almost 2 years. And out of nowhere, I got a card one day that said, I really appreciate receiving all your cards. I wasn't doing well. I am doing better now. Thank you. It just about fell over because I thought, whoa, here all this time, I didn't think this person was getting it. Maybe I didn't have the right address. They weren't coming back. They weren't, you know, with a little yellow sticker that the post office here in the United States puts on them and says, you know, sorry, that person's moved, and they're not going to tell you where to find them. But the most wonderful, wonderful thing was just gifting it, put it out there, kind of like throwing the lifeline out when someone's in the middle of the water. If they grab it, there's something to hang on to, and they can be brought back into safety. To gift someone vitamin G, especially at this time of the year, when everybody's looking for the best, how can I spend my money the best? How can I get the biggest bang for my buck? What's going to last long enough? And here's another thing. I know somebody that won't give you something unless it's something you can show off. So like if you say, oh, I just want a gift card. And by the way, gift cards rule. They rock in my world. Find my address. Ship them to me. I love gift cards. I'm just teasing. But seriously, I do. I love gift cards. No, I don't want to give you a gift card because that's so impersonal. Well, you asked me what I wanted, and I said a gift card. Okay, fine. Pick something else. And what they want you to do is pick something so that when somebody else looks at it, they go, where did you get that? And you say, oh, so-and-so got it for me. Because to them, they only feel good if they can see it and other people, you know, appreciate it. Meaning not necessarily the person that got it, but everybody around them, because it makes the other people think of that other person. So that's all well and good. And if that's what that person's got to do, then cool. I mean, that's everybody's different. But when you give someone vitamin G, it isn't always seen. And it isn't always something that somebody can stand there and hold up and say, look what I got. You can't wear it. It's not like a T-shirt or a pair of slippers or a brand new car that you can drive. But the difference that it makes in someone's life to gift them vitamin G, any time of year, especially here in our quote-unquote holiday time, is invaluable. What it does for their spirit, what it does for their soul, what it does for their emotional well-being, what it does for their world, you will see it. You might not see it immediately, and you might not see it come back to you by them demonstrating it. But what you might see is the world starting to be a little brighter, a little shinier. You might start to see those beautiful moments that everybody else around you does. Why? Because the vitamin G has a ripple effect, and when it travels from where you are to where the other person is, the really cool and wonderful thing is it leaves in its wake the stardust and the beauty of all that absolutely fabulous energy. So by all means, give that vitamin G. Gift someone that vitamin G. Here at the holiday time, which it is here in 2015, the season of Christmas, or gift it whenever you darn well feel like it. And gift it to yourself, too. Absolutely. Make yourself a gift of some fantastic holiday music, or any kind of music, actually, for the holidays by finding award-winning artist David Martinka at redbellymusic.com and sunshadow.net. And remember, Vitamin G is here for you on the Perspective Power Network.